On our morning show from WRCO and WRCE, we're pleased to have one of our favorite guests, Carla Doudna, Richland County Fair and Recycling Coordinator. Carla, good morning.
Good morning.
You were here, it seems like not that long ago, for your big recycling event, and here we are, it's fair time.
Exactly, right? We blinked and the whole summer's gone, and now we're preparing for fall.
So you had the entry deadline a while back. How do entries look so far this year?
Good, good. I think we're pretty close to what we were last year, so that's good news. We have quite a few new exhibitors, which is wonderful for them to be able to bring their items to exhibit to the community. So we're excited about that.
You have a nice new poster that I just had a chance to take a look at.
And, we do.
Some exciting things coming up for the fair this year.
We do. We do have some new things. So it's I think Thursday night is we're going to have something up in the grandstands, which we haven't had for quite some time. And it's going to be Discovery Alliance. And they are going to bring a physics and chemistry show, which is great because Thursday night, you know, is free gate night. So that's a lot of our family night. And it's an interactive show that's going to be for the kids and the parents. So I really encourage everyone to come out that night and just, you know, get your first taste of the fair and the fair food and the rides and activities and then get up in the grandstands about 7 o'clock and participate with that.
Something new, and I'm guessing there's going to be some wow factor in that for the kids and their parents.
Yeah, there is. So we're going to start it at 7 o'clock just so that it can kind of start getting to be, you know, a little bit dusk because there'll be some lights and booms and everything with that chemistry and physics show. So I'm excited to see how that goes. I think it'll be wonderful. Scott is the gentleman's name that'll be doing that show, and if everyone remembers, he came to the library a handful of years ago under Discovery Science, I believe it was back then, and he had a large participation. So I really hope that people take that opportunity to come out and see him again.
Richland County Fair, the 6th through the 10th of September. So maybe, Carla, we could start off just kind of going over the days and some of the things that are going on.
Sure, absolutely. So Tuesday, September 5th is our entry day for open and junior photography, video photography, foods, houseplants, and flowers. So that is going to be from 7:30 a.m. to 6. And then Wednesday, we start our setup. So that's going to be our carnival and vendor setup. We also have entry day for all of our livestock, except for dairy cattle. And that will be from 10 a.m. to 4. The swine will need to be placed at 2. So that's really important that everyone remembers that your swine need to be brought in, checked in by your superintendent, Earl Wallace, and then in the stalls by 2. And then vet check will start at 5. And then on Thursday, we'll have entry day for the dairy and the dairy cows, yearlings, and calves from 7 to 11:30 with vet check at noon. So those are some really important times and dates, especially for our junior exhibitors and our open exhibitors that are going to be bringing animals. So just so that people remember that, you know, we do have deadlines. Dr. Christine has been wonderful with being our fair vet and donated her time. So we want to make sure that everyone's in place and ready to go at those times for her.
Monster truck rides?
Yes. So we are going to be bringing monster truck rides to the fair. They will start on Thursday. They'll be there Thursday through Sunday. We'll have them out in the grandstand area. So they will run pretty consistent with when the carnival opens. So like Thursday, the carnival opens at 5. So they'll be out in the grandstands Friday night. They're going to do that prior to the demo. So I've worked that out with the demo company and they will be doing those rides in that area while they set up for their demo show. And then the same for Saturday and the same for Sunday. So we're excited about having them here. They're actually the same company that puts on the big monster truck show. I believe it's in La Crosse. So, yeah, they're excited to be coming. I think it's going to be a great addition.
When I come out to the fairgrounds, I better be careful where I park my Vibe. I don't want them to run over it, you know.
Exactly, right? So don't park it out on the track, Phil, because they will use that as entertainment for the kids.
They'd be like running over a bug or
exactly.
Something. Kids love face painting, don't they?
They do, and we have a great lady that comes from the Cashton area. She was new last year, very popular, and she'll actually be in our connection building this year. So that'll be, we're glad to have her back.
Long time, it's been a long thing with Richland County 4-H as well. And
yes.
A lot of 4-H kids get a chance to show for the first time and achieve at the fair, don't they?
They do, they do. So that's really exciting. And it's always great seeing the kids' faces and their excitement and their families that come in to view their exhibits. And, you know, so just to kind of mention, since you brought up exhibits, we've kind of been steering towards stickers for our placements, you know, first, second, third, and fourth. You know, ribbons are quite expensive, and a lot of people don't want the ribbons because they're just happy with the sticker. So when and our rabbits eat the ribbons. So, you know,
is that right?
They do. So we're transitioning towards stickers in some of our departments, but I just want to make sure that the community knows, and those that are exhibiting, if you get a sticker, you are more than welcome to come into the office and we'll give you an actual ribbon to replace that. And we do have signs up throughout the connection building for that. So I just really want to reiterate that sticker is a simple way of showing your winning, and it might not, that way it doesn't cover up somebody else's exhibit, because you know our photography department is a large area and a lot of those ribbons hang down on other people's exhibits, and it's just a nice little thing that simply shows what your placement is, and then you can bring that in and we'll give you a physical ribbon for it.
Barnyard Adventure Show. What can you tell me about that?
So that's Nick. Everybody knows Nick's kid show. So he also has the Barnyard Adventure. So he'll have two setups. He'll do his traditional Nick's kid show, and then he'll have his barnyard backyard type adventure. And it's an interactive, just like it is with his regular Nick's kid show. So it'll be a nice, fun addition.
And Saturday will be Children's Day, right?
It is. Saturday is always Children's Day, and we're actually going to start that early. We have some great new things that we're going to work on. So actually the 4-H groups and the junior leaders, the 4-H junior leaders, are putting together some kids' activities. That'll start about 10 a.m., and it'll be out where we call like the barnyard area, which is that area out there, the grassy area in the middle of all the barns there. And we have a lot of the species groups that are going to put together some agricultural pieces in each of the barns. So it'll be a fun little adventure. Carlene at the 4-H is going to put together a little punch card, and the kids can get that and then go get a sundae at the 4-H stand. And it'll just be helping them learn about agriculture, because, you know, that's our future. Realistically, we're in a farming community, and we want to make sure that we don't forget how important that is to our livelihood.
My granddaughters, if they could just go to the barns and look at the animals all day, they'd be happy.
Right.
And I think a lot of young kids are like that too.
They are, and I hope that the parents take advantage of that, just to even walk through them and just see all the different species that we have and just enjoy it.
Indeed. Lots to see and do. And as we look at Saturday as well, you have the meat animal sale.
That's, we do.
At 5, is that a different start time?
Yes, it is. So they've moved it up to 5 o'clock. So yes, make sure that, you know, you stop by and watch. It's actually quite entertaining to go watch it. It's a nice event and you actually learn a lot. So I hope other people, if you're not necessarily a buyer, that you could stop by and just watch even for a few minutes and see how it goes.
You bet. Support the kids and
absolutely, everything. Absolutely.
And the Southwest Wisconsin Puller is always a very, very popular event too.
Yeah. So Friday night we have our demolition derby with Hard Hit Promotions, which starts at 7 o'clock. And then Saturday we have our Southwest Wisconsin Pullers and the Eliminator Sled that starts at 7 o'clock. So we are, bringing back the truck and tractor pull to see how it goes. So we're hopeful that it'll be well attended. You know, it's hard because there's pulls all over the state, you know, almost every weekend. So there's always competition regardless of what weekend you have it on. So, you know, just, I think they have one in Blue River. So then they'll come from Blue River and they'll come to the Richland County Fair then that night. So yeah, we're hopeful that people will do, participate maybe in both.
Are things kind of back to normal? I know with COVID you had to, you know, maybe alter the schedule a little bit, but it sounds like, you got the full fair and everything going on this year, don't you?
We do, yeah. I mean, I think everything has come back full force. I don't really see any repercussions of when we had to shut down the fair for 2020. And, you know, we have a lot of returning entertainment. So we have our balloon artist guy, Peter's coming back, and the kids love him, and he's actually going to do a magic show on Sunday while he's here this year. And so you know, there's great things to see at the fair. There's rides, there's, you know, wristband times, there's games, there's your food stands. And then, you know, don't forget our local service clubs, because though they're raising money for those local service clubs, then that go back into the community to help our youth and you know, the Legion to help our veterans. And so it's really truly a community event, and we hope that everyone comes out and participates and supports it so that we can keep the fair going here in Richland County.
On Sunday, Little Britches is always a popular event too, isn't it?
It is, and they are actually going to do their Little Britches is going to be at 11 this year on Sunday. So, and then following that, we will have a bubblegum contest.
And what's that all about?
So you'll get to chew up some yummy bubblegum, and then whoever can blow the biggest bubble is going to win something. So yeah, it's just something new, something simple, you know, and just something different, you know, kind of bring that in and, you know, let the kids enjoy it. And we're not handing out toothbrushes after that, although it is the full sugar gum. So, you know, make sure your kids brush your teeth when they get home.
Is that for all ages, or is that just for kids?
Yeah, nope. Oh. It can be for all ages. Good. Yeah, we're just kind of throwing it all together, and I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Was there an entry deadline for Little Britches? Or
that is actually handled by the UW Extension office, and I believe that they can call Sandy Campbell or Jenny Silvers, and they can get that all set up. I know that Wendy Layer is heading that up this year, so I believe you still have time, so make sure you reach out to them at the UW Extension office for that.
I know you can always use volunteers, could you?
Oh, that's an understatement. Absolutely. Yes, we can. Yeah.
So you'd like to push for that, even if it's just for an hour?
Right.
You can spare?
Yeah. So right now we're looking, our main focus is the gates on Friday and Saturday. Eileen Stevens and Peg Call are helping us with that. So if anybody has any time, you know, obviously we like to work in blocks of time because it works better to then have a scheduled. But, you know, if you can only spare an hour, even if it's not at the gate, I'm sure that there's something that we can find for you to do. There's always, you know, incoming phone calls that we need help taking care of, or people coming in needing something. So there's always stuff in the office as well. And volunteers are key to keep these community events going, and the importance of that is you know, if we want to be successful and be able to move forward with what we're doing and hosting this event, we definitely need people to step up and help us out. And your local service clubs. I mean, you know, they're out there working their stands as well too, and it's hard. And I understand that, you know, people might not have the time, or, you know, for whatever reason, but a little bit goes a long way. And I just really want people to hear that message. A little bit goes a long way.
And you could use volunteers all the way through till Sunday.
We can, yeah. Actually, we have some great volunteers. You know, and I don't want to leave anybody out, because the 4-H and the youth groups do wonderful things. But, you know, we have the Richland Center FFA Club that is going to come out, and they're going to empty garbages and clean the grandstands early in the morning. And, you know, so things like that are really important. And it also helps remind our youth the importance of giving back to our community. So by them volunteering and doing that, they're giving back to help keep this running, because all of the funds that come in, especially to our service groups, go back into the community. You know, the money that we bring in at the fair helps operate the fair, which is good for our youth, because we have our 4-H, we have our other youth groups, you know, our Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, you know, all of our other clubs. And it's volunteerism is key to making events successful.
Indeed. Show your kids that opportunity, and maybe they'll follow suit when they get older, too.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Mr. Ed's Magical Midway returns. So you have some ride specials in different times?
We do. So Mr. Ed's will have their wristband ride specials again on Thursday through Sunday. So Thursday and Friday, it's from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And Saturday and Sunday, it's from noon to 4. So, and, you know, we're also selling those pre-sale ride tickets. There are 4 tickets for $10. And that's really a great deal, because that breaks down your rides to $2.50 a piece. So if you are somebody that goes in and purchases just the sheets of individual tickets, and you spend, say, $1 per ticket on those tickets during the fair, and it takes 8 tickets to ride the Air Max, that's $8. If you buy these pre-fair these pre-sale fare tickets, that's $250 a ride. So there's a lot of savings. We're only going to be selling them up until, I believe, next Friday. And then those sales will be done. But so, you know, if anybody has any questions, please feel free to reach out to us at the fare office. If we're not there, there is voicemail. So I always encourage you to leave a message so that we can call you back, because we can't connect if we don't know you call.
Indeed. Call about volunteering or anything. Right?
Absolutely. And fare entry tickets will be available soon. So as soon as that's available, we'll talk to you guys here at WRCO to get that out, and we'll get it out on our social media, and then they'll be able to pick those up probably in the in another week, I'm guessing.
When do you start looking at the long-range forecast, Carla?
Knock on wood, Phil. Actually, I've been looking at that for the last, I think, 6 weeks, and my husband reminds me, Carla, that's going to change. Stop looking at it. But that's just how I am. You know, I have to pre-plan. But I think, you know, it's going to be a great weather. It's going to be fabulous, and I think it's not going to be overly warm. It's going to be just right. Perfect in between. And I think, you know, Mother Nature, I think, realizes she owes us for the rain she gave us last year. So, you know, I'm hoping that she'll stick with it and give us a great year this year so that we can be successful.
Yeah, you've endured all kinds of weather, that's for sure.
We have. Remember those 3 years of flooding?
Floods,
that was
yes.
Horrific. Oh. Yes, yes. And that was quite the introduction in my position to the fairgrounds and a couple of my fair committee. I think Carrie Severson, his first year on our committee was a flood year. So he was, you know, acclimated right in to the nitty gritty boots, scraping out the barns in the get go. So yeah, we're hopeful for a great year. We're hopeful that the community comes out and supports this, because it is for our youth. It is for our community. And we want to keep the fair going here in Richland County. So we need everyone's support. If you have volunteer time, give me a call, or give Peg or Eileen a call, and we'll get you put somewhere to help us out.
I was going to say, it's one of the last county fairs in the state. I know Vernon follows the weekend after, right?
It is, yep. So, yeah, because I think Mr. Ed's, so when Mr. Ed's Magical Midway leaves us, part of them, they go to Vernon County, and then the rest of them go to Texas for their big state fair, and I believe they're there for maybe 4 or 6 weeks. So yeah, I mean, Mr. Ed's Magical Midway has been with us for years. They're a great company. They're fairly local. They're not far from here based. They have great safety standards. They're good to their employees, and they work really well with us, and they're very positive, community oriented. Stacy Pilla is working on a reading program at the Richland County Library, or the Richland, the Brewer Library, I apologize. And they're going to be giving out free wristband for that participation as one of the prizes. So they're very community oriented as well. So, you know, just remember that this is about community. The fair is about the community.
It's kind of a reunion, because you see some of those folks right. Year after year that come back to visit, don't you?
Exactly. And, you know, maybe, Phil, you'll find Ron there on Sunday, and you guys could do a bubblegum contest.
Oh.
And see who could blow the biggest bubble. That would be great.
Well, there's a lot of hot air there between us.
There is. We might have to clear the building for that one.
That'd be a big blast when it exploded. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Anything else you'd like to add, Carla?
No, I just want to remind everybody to come hungry and bring your sweatshirt and just enjoy the festivities at the fair, and you know, smile.
Yeah.
Have a great time. That's what it's all about, right? Entertainment, fun, and family and friends.
You mentioned the civic organizations, but that's probably my favorite thing to do, is just eat my way around
right?
the fair, right?
Exactly, so. Exactly. You know, you can't forget the pie at the Lions. So,
oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, and then the Kiwanis has some great items. I think they have the corn dogs and cheese curds, and so does the Legion. They have some great cheese curds, and then you have the beef producers, and then we have a few other food vendors that'll be coming in. So we have a new snow cone vendor that's coming in, and a Portobello burger vendor that's going to be coming in. So, you know, there's going to be a few new things, and I hope people take some time out and come out and visit. Even if it's Thursday free gate night, we still want to see you out there.
Thursday free gate night was always a time when we took when our kids were little. That's a
yep.
great night for mom and dad to take the kids and see the fair for the first time.
It is a great night. But then don't forget to bring your kids back on Saturday, because that's Kids Day. Culver's is giving us 500 coupon or 500 tokens for the kids, and then we have those egg activities. So it's going to be an adventurous, fun-filled day for the kids. We have some great things on Saturday. So I hope people come out and enjoy the time that they're going to spend out there with us.
Good. Well, good luck. Get a few days of rest here in August.
Right?
Before
I don't know if that's possible, Phil, but we'll try.
Before September hits.
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Carla. Appreciate it. We'll be seeing you soon.
Yes, thank you.
Carla Doudna, Richland County Fair and Recycling Coordinator. The Richland County Fair, September 6th through the 10th. The theme is Growing Our Future.